Week 6 of the CFL season starts tonight in Winnipeg. Pretty big game as the Bombers host the Lions. Very happy to welcome in our next guest to help preview Week 6 of the CFL season as we welcome in Justin Dunk from Sportsnet.ca. Justin, appreciate this, man. Let me start with the game tonight. Drew Willey starting at quarterback for Winnipeg. We saw him get absolutely crushed a couple of weeks ago and come back the next week. Well, this time he gets basically split in half, and he's coming back a week later as well. How surprised are you that Willie's starting tonight?
A little surprised based on it being a lower hit into his knee area, but we've seen, as you said, Willie come back from that big hit earlier in the season, no worse for wear. So we'll see what he's like this week. My sort of concern is about his mobility and how well he can move, depending how in fact bad that knee injury is. So that's one thing I'll be keeping an eye on with Willie.
When he has played this year, when he's been able to finish games this year, I mean, the games that Brian Brohm have come in, it's been pitiful. The offense has been, it just hasn't been a thing. Whereas when Willie's played, he's looked like he's taken some real, real steps from last year. What have your observations on Willie been so far in the games that he's been able to finish?
I would agree. I think he's progressed in 2015 for sure. The trouble with him has obviously been staying on the field or making it through an entire game. When he is in the game and on offense for this team, it's a whole different type of Bombers group overall. They just seem to exude more confidence when Willie's on the field. He's really become the true leader of this team. Now, one thing I think they need to work on is being able to keep up that sort of F level when Willie is out of the ball game, but I think Willie here is slowly taking the steps to becoming an elite quarterback in this league, and we've seen him have him in games. You know, they went into Calgary and they were right in that ball game, right where you guys are, and you could argue that, you know, if it wasn't for some bad special teams mistakes by the Bombers, that Willie definitely played well enough to win, and Winnipeg should have probably won that game in Calgary.
Yeah, and that's absolutely a fair comment. It's funny, like, we've seen Willie go down twice now. I wonder if, you know, inside the Bombers war room, there's a little talk about, do we look at a different direction in quarterback depth? Because I know that he's had to come in mid-game, and that's not always the most enviable position, but Brian Brohm just looks like this league isn't right for him. Do they look at maybe getting some better quarterback depth behind Willie?
Yeah, I think they should, because I'm right there with you on Brian Brohm. Yes, he's had to come in some tough situations with the Bombers behind and been forced to throw, and the pass rush has sort of been able to take off against him. But he's had a bit of time here, and we've seen him throw in some picks. He even has trouble finding his own team more than 50% of the time.
Yep.
I would like to see Robert Marv, because when he comes in the game, he really seems to energize the Bombers, whereas when Brian Brohm comes in, the compete level seems to go down. That's no excuse, because these guys are paid to play pro football. Robert Marv is a guy that can get it done with his feet as well when things break down, and Brian Brohm just can't. And he's proven, so far at least, that Brohm has, that he can't complete enough passes to get this Bombers offense going, because he's not going to get it done with his legs.
The opposition tonight, the BC Lions, and here they are. They've actually looked pretty darn good. They've been a little surprising to see how well the Lions have played. How much have they surprised you with what they've done so far?
They certainly have surprised me, maybe more so than I thought. I picked them to finish last in the West, but they come out in week one. They didn't look really good against Ottawa there, week one, excuse me, and take a loss there in Ottawa. But a couple weeks after that, Travis Lule was sort of showing flashes of his 2011 form when he was a CFL MLP. It's an easy, you know, point to make when you see him playing so well. But last week was surprising. BC gets up 21-0. They have the ability in that game, or should have had the ability, to sort of call whatever offense they wanted, yet they let Toronto back in the game, and Toronto's playing on the West Coast. So
yep.
I think the Lions are a little bit inconsistent here early in the season. I'm really curious to see how they bounce back from a demoralizing loss at home on the road in Winnipeg.
I will say this about Lule. Like, I've always been a huge fan of his. I was hoping that we would see him have those flashes, and it's been more than flashes. I mean, we've seen him throw the ball around, spread it around. He's making plays with his feet. He's running. Like, what we've seen from Lule, he looks like a guy that has fully recovered from two pretty major shoulder injuries.
I'm with you right there, Pat. I love watching Travis Lule play, and you sort of were cheering for the guy in terms of not wanting him to get hurt anymore and wanting him to see or wanting to see him get back to that elite level. And you're right, he had two pretty good games there. The one game where he threw for over 400 yards, the victory in BC over Saskatchewan, the crazy comeback. And then he comes out the next week and looks like sort of a, you know, 25-year-old Travis Lule, rips 100 yards on the ground against Saskatchewan. So he's definitely shown more than flashes. He's put a couple full games together.
Mm-hmm.
But last week's performance against Toronto was a little bit in the wrong direction. I would expect him to come out with a better performance here against a Bombers defense that, frankly, hasn't been very good.
In conversation with Justin Dunk from Sportsnet.ca as we preview week six of the CFL season starts tonight in Winnipeg. Tomorrow, all eyes on the Riders once again. Brett Smith makes his debut at quarterback, and he's got to do it against the Edmonton Eskimos and that defense. That's about as difficult an ask as you can possibly get for your CFL starting debut.
Man, it certainly is, especially with the way that Eskimos unit is flying to the football, man. Chris Jones has been attacking opposing offenses ever since week one. It looked like he was trying to figure out the new rules a little bit, and he wasn't as aggressive with his calls in week one against Toronto and got picked apart by Trevor Harris, but then he's come back and been as aggressive as ever. And boy, Brett Smith not only, you know, has to go against this Edmonton defense, but he's got to step into and start for this team that's 0-5. We all know about it. Saskatchewan has no wins, and he's got to try to be the guy to turn the tide. It's going to be so tough for a first-year player.
Plus, the Riders need to get a stop somewhere. And I know it's more difficult when the offense may not be able to do anything. But man, they need to get a stop. Like that's as much as losing Darian Durant and Ryan Smith for a time was, I mean, more than anything else, they need to play better defensively.
Totally agree. Couldn't agree with you more. I wonder how much of this, you know, gets laid at Corey Chamblin's feet because he wanted to take over some of the defensive play calling, let Richie Hall go. But at the end of the day, this defense has got to be able to get a stop when they need it most. You know, they were a little better last week against Hamilton. They had only given up 20 points through three quarters compared to the previous games to that. That was better. But still, they let C.J. Gable sort of run rampant. He had a career-high 135 yards rushing in his debut. You thought Gable might take a little time to sort of work his way back into playing shape, but certainly didn't look like it. And Zach Caleros picked them apart pretty efficiently. So this Riders defense, it's really been at the root of this problem. The offense has been, you know, number one rated in the league. Kevin Glenn was the number one passer in the CFL until he went down. So it's the defense that needs to step up and have a strong effort here at some point if they're ever going to get a win, whatever that is.
Speaking of defenses, and you touched on it a little bit earlier there with the Eskimos, but man, right now, this looks like the league's best unit. Calgary looks like they've taken a step back. I know it's very early, so we're not making definitive statements, but so far through 5 weeks, is Edmonton the league's best defense that you've seen?
I would think so, for sure. Just the way that they've attacked opposing offenses. Chris Jones, I sort of call him the mad scientist of pressure and blitzes. He really likes to set the tempo on defense. He knows that he's going to get up on the line of scrimmage, try to confuse you. He likes to really blitz areas and pick on different offensive linemen and even running backs sometimes. He'll send multiple bodies into one area to ensure that he gets a free rusher to the quarterback. So that's been a big issue for opposing offenses to deal with. And on the back end, it looked like Pat Watkins maybe took him a bit of time to sort of get used to these new rules and the no contact after 5 yards. He's a bigger DB. But here in the weeks since week one, when they got picked apart by the Argos, Pat Watkins has been better. Aaron Grimes has been back there making plays for this secondary. And you can't forget the rookie out there, too. John Ojo's made some big picks for them as well.
In conversation with Justin Dunk of Sportsnet.ca, week six of the CFL season starts tonight. Not until Monday does the week come to an end, and Hamilton finally gets to come home and play a home game. They welcome Toronto on Monday. Last year, the Tiger Cats perfect at Tim Hortons Field. They won all six of their regular season games and their playoff games, and now they get to come home. 2-2 to start the season so far. What are your thoughts on the Hamilton Tiger Cats to this point?
Still not sure what this team is here, Pat. They came out to start the season, and everyone was predicting them in Calgary to be back in the Grey Cup. but you sort of thought Hamilton would take the next step in terms of dominating in the regular season. Week one, obviously, they have the close game with the Stampeders. Could have gone either way, and the Ticats were maybe a bit unlucky not to get the win there. But they go into Montreal and lay a dud there. And yes, they haven't played well there in the past, but it doesn't matter. This is a new team with Canasson. It's a team that is supposed to be or was viewed as a top team in the East. And they were going against a rookie quarterback. So there's no excuse, I think, for them dropping the game in Montreal. But they come back, get a pretty solid win there in Saskatchewan. But I'm still trying to get a read on just how good this team is. I think it might be the most talented roster in the East, but the team needs to be more consistent, I believe.
Final thought for you, and that is on Trevor Harris at quarterback for the Toronto Argonauts. Is he starting to make you a believer? Because he is for me, and I'm curious as to where you are as to what happens when Ricky Ray's ready to return.
Boy, that's a big question, isn't it, Pat? Trevor Harris has certainly made me a believer in him so far. I still would like to see him do it over, you know, the course of an entire season or at least more of this season. But, man, some of the things that he's done, you know, coming back from 21 points down, going into Saskatchewan and getting a win in double overtime. Like, the guy just doesn't ever quit, and you can see him infusing his teammates with energy late in the game, and they seem to realize that, hey, no matter how much time is left, as long as Trevor Harris is still upright, we have a chance to win this game, and I think that is the best thing you could ever say about a quarterback. Now, to the bigger question, whether or not when Ricky Ray gets healthy and what happens there, I think that's still long down the road, and the Argos obviously aren't saying much about it, and they won't make that decision until Ray is healthy. But, man, the more Trevor Harris plays well, the tougher that decision is going to be, because as good as Ricky Ray is, he's not getting any younger.
Very true. Very true. I appreciate the conversation today, Justin. Enjoy week 6, which starts tonight, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you again because I know we love having you on. So thanks so much for doing this, man.
Thanks, Pat. I appreciate it. Anytime.